Hey everyone, welcome to the Wildlife Leadership Academy Alumni Network Podcast. Each episode, we'll be interviewing a fellow alum at various stages in their lives and in various careers. This podcast is designed to help you become a successful professional conservation leader. Here's your host, Academy Executive Director, Michelle Cattell.
Hi, everybody, Academy alums. I want to welcome you to our second official, I'm officially calling it now, the Academy Alumni Network Podcast. I'm very excited about that. I hope you're all doing well. I am in central Pennsylvania, as many of you know, and it is beautiful here today. So we're glad that spring finally sprung. Just to remind you guys, the goal for this podcast is to introduce or discuss topics that would be valuable to you specifically as an Academy alumni. And to do this, I'm going to be interviewing other alumni about their experiences as they've grown or as they are growing into their careers. And so this is one of the ways that we want to support you as an Academy alum from high school to college to career. So I hope you find value in these podcast episodes. Before we get started, or we interview our alumni this week, our alum, I had a few housekeeping things that I wanted to keep sharing with you guys. One, first of all, just I want to encourage you, if you're in Pennsylvania or wherever you are, and if you have time in the summer, come visit us at Field School. Say hello, network. As you know, there's tons of professionals at each field school that you can network with and help out. You know, we always need help cutting and pasting and putting things on trifolds on Friday night. So if you want to come, shoot me an email, or if you go to the Academy Alumni website, which is wildlifeleadershipacademy.org/alumni, you can just hit the update us button, tell us where you're at, tell us where how you want to engage, and we'll send you some more information. But we'd really love to see you this summer. Second, I just want to remind you guys, too, that we have these Academy Elite opportunities. I'm really looking forward this summer to training one or two of you. We've got a couple lined up, but I would love to have a few more Academy Elites. And what this means is this is for alumni who are interested in leadership, logistics, and teaching, gaining experience in those three areas. So if you want to become a part of that cohort of the Academy Elite and it works for your schedule, let me know if you're interested. These are paid positions and they're a great way to not only add something to your resume, but to also just be thrown into the fire and gain that on-the-job experience in leadership training. So again, this is for Academy Elites and these are lead field school coordinator positions. So again, please be in touch if you're interested for this summer yet. If you don't have plans locked in, we'd be happy to talk to you about this and train you. Finally, I mentioned this in the last podcast, save the date. Our Academy Alumni Reunion is September 29th this year on a Saturday in Williamsport. We can't wait for it. It's always great to see alumni throughout and at another time besides field school. And Chef and Ann will be hosting us, so we love that too. Delicious food, good times. Stay tuned for more details. If you want to be in touch about any of these items, like I said, go ahead to the website, check it out. Or my email is mkittell@wildlifeleadershipacademy.org. All right, let's get into this week's episode, podcast episode, making the most of your summer internship. It really seems like this is something you do now as a college student. When I was going to school, I don't think it was as common to have an internship. I actually babysat my first summer out of college. One summer I worked for Burger King. I mean, I definitely gained a lot of experiences during that time, but I wasn't directly related to the career I have now. But even though I didn't do an internship, I always volunteered during the summer and even during the school year. And I also had side jobs sometimes. So even if I was just working a couple hours, I tried to do something that was giving me experience towards my future career. So even though in this podcast episode, we're talking about internships, if you don't have one this summer, don't fret. I think some of the tips we give you for whatever job you're doing or whatever type of volunteer work, this will help you make the most of that experience. Okay, so let's bring in today's alum, Mercy. We're going to talk about her experience with her internship so far. And yeah, Mercy, thanks for being here. Do you want to introduce yourself to alum who might not know you, or at least might not know what you've been up to since you've been at the field schools?
Sure. Thanks for having me, Michelle. I started out at WLA at the Brookies Field School in 2013. I returned to Brookies the two following years in 2014 as an ATL and 2015 as an apprentice. And this last summer, I was at Drummers and Bass as an Academy Support Team member this past summer. I'm currently in college in Montreal in Canada. I go to McGill University, where I'm currently studying environmental biology with a wildlife specialization, and I just completed my third year.
I can't believe it. Yeah, I can't believe you're going to be a senior next year. So exciting. Well, you were so good. I remember watching you grow, and you really learned to use your voice over the years, especially when you became part of the Academy support team. You did such a good job working with this.
Oh, thank you.
So the reason I thought of you is because was it last summer or maybe the summer before, I was going into the Rachel
2016.
Carson. Yeah, I was going into the Rachel Carson building, and there you were coming out. And I was like, what are you doing here? And sure enough, you had its internship with DCNR, that's mm-hmm. the Department of Conservation Natural Resources. And yeah, so I was thinking what a neat internship opportunity that was to work for the state. And I thought that's why you would be a good person to interview. So maybe you could tell me what your internship experience was with them. Why did you apply for that particular experience with them? And one more question, did you have a mindset on what type of experience you wanted to gain in going there? Or was it just kind of like, did you apply for a bunch of internships or...
Sure. So going into my first summer after my first year at university, I knew I wanted to do an internship. I knew I wanted to return to Pennsylvania. So I heard that DCNR offered summer internships, and I already knew a little bit about DCNR through my experience, you know, with just recreating in state parks and state forest land, and I thought that'd be a great place to apply. I didn't really have any particular goal I wanted to achieve during the summer, other than simply learning about a specific, area of career in conservation and learn how conservation is carried out at the state governmental level. In my coursework, I'd taken a lot of biology classes, but I was interested to see, you know, how the science and the biology that I'd been learning about is actually translated into the administration of public lands and public conservation policy. So I ended up, my application to DCNR was picked up by the Bureau of Forestry. Their planning section sent me an email and said, if you want to interview, we'd like to interview, and please send us a resume. So I sent the resume, I did the phone interview, and I ended up being offered the position. So with the planning section, I was working with state forest planners who oversee the management of state forest lands within Pennsylvania. Most of my work was indoors, but it was a great opportunity for me to sort of see the administrative side of conservation policy in the state of Pennsylvania.
Yeah, that's so interesting. So why, I'll just quickly ask you, why a government position as opposed to a conservancy or getting some hands-on field experience? Like, did you have an idea? Did you think you would be in the office a lot, or?
I think I realized I'd be in the office because it's a planning job, but I don't think I realized quite how much I would be in the office. I'd say probably 90% of my time was spent indoors doing sort of writing state management plans or creating profiles of different parcels of state forest land. But I think working with the government was a valuable experience because, as I've encountered during my looking forward to trying to find a job in the near future, a large number of jobs in conservation and in wildlife biology are at the state level or the federal level. So ultimately, having some experience with how government executes conservation policy, I thought was really valuable because there's I think there's a very good chance that sometime in the future, maybe not long term, but at least at some point in my life, I'll probably be working for a governmental conservation agency at some level, whether it be at the County Conservation District or DCNR, or at the federal level with the EPA or the Department of Interior. So I think since it's such a large sector of an employment within conservation, that at least getting a feel of sort of the ropes of governmental conservation agencies is valuable.
Great. I mean, great job thinking ahead. And I think that's great for this, the alumni that are listening, to really think about, you know, you're really thinking down the road, like, hey, who might I want to work for? And so that being one of the reasons you applied for it. And knowing as well that, you know, it's the same for my job. A lot of it is in the office, and administrative work comes with the job. So just to kind of have that experience early on, I think is really valuable. So, okay, so I'm going to go to another question. Were you offered, so thinking about, I'm just thinking about big picture for everybody, you know, hopefully if somebody hires you as an intern, at least we try to think this way in our office, that they realize that you might want also to experience some other opportunities while you're at that, with that employer. Were you offered other opportunities to see other things, and did you take advantage of those opportunities?
Yes, definitely. While I was with the planning section, my coworkers were very open to me exploring different parts of DCNR. One of the first things we did was they took me around the office and they introduced me to everybody within all the different sections of Bureau of Forestry so that I had an idea of what the Bureau of Forestry did. You know, they have pest management sections, they have urban forestry sections, they have mineral development sections. And by introducing me to the people in the office, they really made an effort for me to be able to branch out and try things within DCNR outside just the planning section. So one day I went and I worked with the urban forestry section and I helped them perform an urban tree inventory. Another day I went and I worked with the people who, in ecosystem services, who were doing field work on invasive species, and I got to go along with that. A third day I went to a workshop about clean waters and how to preserve water quality in southeastern Pennsylvania. So I certainly think that they made an effort for me to be able to work with people from other parts of the Bureau and try different things. And they were very accommodating. They always let me tag along with meetings to them, regardless of what the meeting was about. They said, you know, just come, see what it's like to have these meetings with higher levels of people like the state forester. And in my experience, they really did a great job of trying to let me experience as many things as possible.
Yeah, that sounds really great. And we can only hope that any of the students listening get an internship as awesome as that, where they get to experience things, shadow people, and get to really see what it's like to be in a career in that field. After all, I think that's what an internship is all about. So I know you're a very curious person. You like to learn. So kind of along the lines, when you were out there meeting people, sitting in meetings, and you're learning and thinking about your future career, did you ask questions? You know, what kind of questions did you ask? And maybe even if you didn't, looking back, what might you have asked questions about?
Well, I certainly asked a lot of questions. I think my supervisor, Michael, probably had at least 10 questions a day from me while I was there. When I first got there, I had a bit of a steep learning curve, just sort of getting an idea of how the structure of DCNR and how the Bureau of Forestry works, and what all the different sections are and how they fit together and all the terminology that comes with state lands. So at the beginning, a lot of my questions, you know, I'd hear people in a meeting discussing something, and afterwards I'd grab them and I'd say, you know, this is what I think they were talking about. Did I talk about, am I understanding this correctly? I was also really interested in finding out what the ends of the work we were doing was. You know, how will this policy that we're working on writing be applied? What is the end goal? How will this affect the management of the state forest lands? So I asked a lot of questions about the progression of how the things we were working on would go. What's the next step after this? Or what will the state forest districts do with this plan? How will it alter the land management? So I was really interested in seeing the progression of sort of our very administrative tasks all the way to seeing how it would come to fruition in the end. And finally, toward the end of the internship, I also asked sort of for career advice. You know, the people I was working with all seemed to be satisfied in their jobs. And I said, you know, what did you study when you were in college? Did you go to graduate school? What earlier jobs did you have that ultimately got you here? How did you end up at the Bureau of Forestry? And was this the first position you were in, or have you worked your way up sort of through the ladder of different careers? Because I think personally there's nothing like hearing it from people who have gone through it. And they gave me some really good tips.
Yeah, that's great. So you were not only curious about the content of what you were learning, but you were always also curious about the people you were working with and, you know,
yes,
what their
absolutely.
Lives were like. Yeah, I think
yes,
that's
exactly.
really great. It definitely sounds like you were making the most of your internship. So that's awesome. I guess in the same sense, too, were you paying attention to what you personally liked about the internship? And I don't mean like, did you like the people, the tasks, but knowing that you might, you know, you're going to have a next step in your career, maybe like, for example, it's an internship this summer. Were you thinking about, I don't really like being indoors as much, or maybe I want to try something outdoors next summer? Can you say more about that?
Yes, definitely. I think I had a very good experience, but at the end of the summer, I came away realizing that a job where I was spending 90% of my time indoors, even during the summer, was probably not something that would be a good fit for me long term. However, I did realize that there are other sections within the Bureau of Forestry that were more field-based, like the ecosystem services section, that would probably be a better fit for me. They have botanists and wildlife biologists in that section who go out to state forest land and do inventories and do surveys. And that even though it was very interesting for me to learn about the administrative side of conservation, that ultimately that was probably not something I wanted to do long term. It also, this experience also motivated me to sort of pursue some a career that might be in applied science. A lot of the work that my professors at McGill do is sort of more in theoretical or the specific things about what does the red squirrel eat during the month of January, or what are the specific energetics of this species found in this ecosystem. And while it's certainly valuable to science, I believe that my experience seeing how science was translated into conservation policy motivated me to, in my future career, want to do the type of research or the type of work that could be used to inform these policies that I was helping write, that could be used to help make wise land management and conservation decisions. So in addition to helping me figure out what sort of work I do and do not like as far as time spent in and outdoors, it also gave me a better idea of what I might want to pursue in a future career as a scientist.
Yeah, so did that influence, I know you have an internship for this summer, right? And it sounds like it's going to be outside. Could you tell us what that internship is?
Yeah, absolutely. This summer, I'm staying in Quebec near Montreal, where I go to school, and I will be a field assistant helping a PhD student gather her research. Her research deals broadly with forest arthropods and specifically with tent caterpillars. And I'm seeing this as sort of another learning opportunity to test the waters of what I do and do not like doing. This will give me an opportunity to see, do I like working outside all day, every day for the summer? And does that suggest to me that field work is a career that would actually be something I enjoy? So this will definitely be very different from my Bureau of Forestry internship, because it'll be field-based and it will be hands-on working with insects and wildlife directly. But again, it's similar in the sense that I think it will be valuable because it will help me narrow down my interests of and help me decide what I may want to pursue as a career or as a graduate program.
Great. I just love your like forward thinking and your positive attitude about all this. And do you feel like anything you learned from your wildlife leadership experience helped you during your, like, when you were thinking about getting an internship or?
Yes, I definitely do. First and foremost, when I was submitting my resume to DCNR, One of the things they said right off the bat to me during my phone interview was, we were really impressed with your experience in wildlife biology, and we were really interested in this whole Brook Trout Wildlife Leadership Academy program that you went through. And they were very intrigued by the fact that I had shown interest in wildlife before, and that I had, you know, spent time during the summer doing species-specific studies. Beyond that, just as something to put on my resume, my time at WLA also had introduced me to some of the state agencies that I ended up hearing talk about during my time with the Bureau of Forestry. So during my time at Brookies, we had people from Fish and Boat Commission, people from DCNR, people from DEP, the other field schools introduced students to people from the Game Commission. So having some sort of a background with what these agencies are and what some of the people who work in them might do helped me come into the governmental position having at least a little bit of an understanding about the various agencies at the state level. Also, just coming and knowing a little bit about best management practices helped me. I remember at Brookies, we talked about best management practices in agriculture, preventing polluted runoff from entering streams. And a lot of what we did in forestry was, how can we manage these forests and these public lands using best management practices? So coming in with some familiarity with that concept and those ideas certainly helped me adjust to the internship setting faster.
Oh, that's really great to hear. And I hope the alumni listening will use what you just said to their advantage as well, especially, you know, when you're applying for, it does matter that you come to the camp and pay attention and listen, and then to actually do the outreach after the field school, all that can add to your resume. And so, yeah, you were getting a great internship. Was that after your freshman year?
Yes, that was after my freshman year of college.
What a great internship for right after your freshman year. I'm glad you were able to take advantage of all the opportunities you had with us. Well, finally, the last thing I have to ask you before I get to my three takeaways, if you had one tip for our alums who were doing their first internship this summer, what would it be?
I would say, no matter what you end up doing for the summer as far as an internship, be enthusiastic and demonstrate interest in your work, because I've found that no matter what you're doing, even if it's not something you're super interested in, if you show enthusiasm and you do a good job and you're engaged, people will remember that. People will remember that, oh yes, we had this intern one summer who did a really good job, was engaged in what they were doing, and is clearly demonstrating interest. And like I said, even if it's not something that's completely up your alley, it's not something you think you actually want to pursue in the future, those people who will remember you could help you in the future with networking. They might have contacts that can help you. They might be able to give you a letter of reference for a future position. But having a favorable impression from being active and interested and doing a good job at whatever you're doing can really help you in the future, even if you can't necessarily see it at that point in time.
Great. I couldn't have said it better myself. That's a great final tip. All right. So thank you so much, Mercy. I'm going to go into the three takeaways based on what Mercy said and my experience with not only having summer internships or summer jobs, but also as someone we hire two interns each summer. So we have a lot of experience being an employer for interns. Takeaway number one, take advantage of opportunities. So we discussed this with how Mercy did this. Hopefully you get a good employer like Mercy did with DCNR, and they know that this is a learning experience for you and offer those opportunities to gain experience. Does an internship include a lot of grunt work and maybe things you don't always enjoy? Of course it does, but there will be opportunities to step outside of that not so exciting work. And so don't be shy, take advantage of those opportunities, whether it means learning a new computer program or getting into the field to shadow someone, or like Mercy did, sitting in meetings, always say yes. Second takeaway, pay attention. Maybe this seems obvious, but when you're at the internship, or even maybe before you even apply, think about what sparks an interest for you as you're going through that internship. Did you like entering data? Do you like working with others, or do you like being solo? like in Mercy's case, she learned that maybe she wants to be in the field a little more rather in the office. Do you like writing reports or do you like gathering the data on the ground in the field? What gives you that spark of excitement? And paying attention to this will help you get to know yourself better and serve your future career trajectory. Third takeaway, ask questions, be curious. Really take advantage of the opportunity you have to talk to career professionals about their experiences. I love what Mercy shared during our conversation here, that she really asked 10 questions a day. And then even towards the end of her experience, she asked a lot more about career questions. What would the person what would they do different? Why do they like their job? What challenges have they faced in their career path? Make a list and make sure you ask those questions during your summer internship. I think if you use these tips during your summer internships, if you take advantage of opportunities, pay attention to what sparks your interest, and be curious and ask questions, even if it's not the most perfect internship, you're setting yourself up for a worthwhile experience that will benefit you as you move forward in your career. I have a bonus tip, but I think Mercy actually kind of covered my bonus tip in her final tip, but I'll just remind you guys, remember, your employer could be the person who writes you a reference for your next job. They could be the person that introduces you to someone who gives you your next job, or they could actually give you your next job themselves. So always have a good work ethic, show up on time, communicate well and often, and take initiative. And exactly what Mercy said in her tip, have a positive attitude when you're doing it. Finally, I'm going to leave you with the same thought each week. You will have a lot of decisions to make as you grow from young adults into career professionals. You'll weave and you'll bob and you'll change course in all kinds of directions, and you'll have some amazing experiences, but you're also going to have some challenging experiences. So just remember, there are no wrong decisions. There's only decisions that you make, and that the right path is the one you take. So with that, I'm signing off for our second podcast. I'm very excited that we're doing this. Thank you so much, Mercy, for sharing your experience.
Oh, you're very welcome.
And I'll be back with you all next month. If you have topic ideas or you want to be interviewed yourself, just be in touch. And again, wishing you all a happy spring. I hope it's here to stay. And we'll talk to you next month. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening, Academy alums. Want more connection with the Academy Alumni Network? Then don't wait. Head over to the Academy Alumni website, wildlifeleadershipacademy.org/alumni, for ways to connect and find even more support. And remember, what you do on behalf of our natural resources matters. Thank you for being a conservation leader.